Now, since it is the beginning of day one, or 01, as we say, or the middle of day 01, I have a movie to play. And it is a movie that exists. A movie that has not been lost. In that fact, it is unlike the movies you may not have just seen. That compilation of 676 lost movies once spoken in tandem by Judai and Juna at some unknown time, which has also been lost. Movies that they made and then spoke at the behest of the mysterious and omnipresent Manchu Edison Film Corporation of Shinkyo, Manchuria. Those films, which you did not see, were films about UNITEDST, UNITEDST. That is to say, about the loss of the former United States and its reconfiguration as the source of the UFO invasion we're currently suffering from. Now that was a very interesting movie about those 676 lost movies. And that movie about the movies kept the UFOs paused and thinking and talking in the air of the sky for a very long time. However, those movies were lost, all 676 of them, though the movie about the movies was not. Of course, there are also many other compilations of lost films like that specific documentary compilation. And I will take the time to send them to Juna and Judai over and over again after you have forgotten that I've already shown those movies to them. And that, in fact, is how they were lost, by your forgetting. Well, I think, I don't really remember how they were lost. There are many other films that have not been lost, at least not yet, for they are now in the process of being made at distant locations in order to show them as interesting entertainment to the UFOs. These films are many, and they are organized into many categories of entertainment and instruction. All of these real and existing movies are also organized according to the 26-day cycle through which we are traveling in order to save the world by making and watching movies within those days. By watching the films, I myself will transmit them to Judai and Juna, who will retransmit them, and thus contribute to our moment-to-moment efforts to save the world. primary movies of the cycle of 26 days are a set of serious documentary science fiction films which take place in old Japan and old America starting on September 11th, 2023, which was day 1 or 01 of the cycle. No matter which direction you are flowing your time boat along, it is now time to watch the first of those movies, which takes place on the second occurrence of day 1. Let me explain. Looking ahead and below from my voice here, I can see a simple and quite exciting film, which is, I think, 43 minutes long when played here for your immediate eyes, but in fact is 30 times longer than that, and so it takes up many hours of UFO time as it plays through the eyes and ears of Judai and Juna, and from there out through the unitary speaking reception voice that the happy and unified UFO audience takes on when they watch an interesting film like this one, one that makes them pause in the sky and talk. Well, the name of this movie here, there, is 00_day01_2_japan_10-7, and then (3-24-25)(new_720). We won't deal with the entire title, but I do want you to understand that 00 means that it is part of the cycle of science fiction documentary films that take place in Japan and America, beginning on September 11th, 2023. Day 01_2 indicates that it takes place on the second occurrence of day 01. It takes place in Japan. On the cylindrical calendar, it takes place on October 7th, 2023, which, of course, is the 27th day after September 11th, 2023, which is when I landed in an airplane in Tokyo, Japan. And thus, it is the second time in which day 1 occurs. It is October 7th, 2023. This is the first day of the Gaza War. I am still in Tokyo, the capital city of Japan. On the previous day, October 6th, 2023, or day 26, I have returned with some various difficulty from the village of Odaka, north of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex. The winds of Odaka have blown without stop, and the trains have frozen on the local tracks for hours. But I finally get back to Tokyo. On the morning of October 7th, 2023, second occurrence of day 1, I head for a meeting with a musician who I haven't spoken to for 28 years. In the year 1995, roughly in the same month, I guess, he agreed to act in a fiction film that I had gone to Tokyo to make. The movie was about the Jews in Japan and the complications of Japanese identification with them. The musician had recently completed a Japanese language production of the Richard Foreman theater play known as The Mind King. For that production, for the lead role, the musician had dressed in Orthodox Jewish religious regalia that he had once purchased on Essex Street in Manhattan in the Lower East Side Jewish district, just around the corner from where I had been living at that time. In Tokyo, in 1995, I had filmed him in that costume against a green screen, and then I had never seen him again until that morning. And that morning of October 7th, as I traveled on the subway to the meeting, there were news reports on my telephone next to the rolling map saying that something was happening in Israel and Gaza. It was not clear what was happening. By the early evening, it was clear that a war had begun. I decided to go for a walk in the dark around the Imperial Palace there at the center of Tokyo. I started as soon as I was able, getting out of the Ginza subway, walking from there through the streetlights to the dark zone. The park of the Imperial compound is almost completely dark at night. And when I joined the darkness of the palace at the barrier moat, I began to walk counterclockwise, using my left and right feet. It was a long walk. Near the end of the walk, as I rested in the dark, my glowing telephone, I saw the Japanese geodetic origin point marked on my map, just near me. And I determined to go there. But it was late, and I did not go that evening. But in a future movie, on another day within the 26-day cycle, when I do go to the Japanese geodetic origin point in daylight, I will encounter the UFOs. That stands for unidentified flying objects. But not now. Here in the dark, opposite the watery Imperial moat that roars with the motion of the high-speed currents that are flowing in a clockwise direction there under the moon. As lights I do not see follow the flow just above the surface of the violent waves. However, when I transmit this movie by thinking to Judai and Juna, you can be sure that Judai, who suddenly is there with me at the palace as soon as the transmission begins, and in this manner joins an abbreviated form of the time of the walk. In this time, at that place, Judai does see the missing lights, and he does know what they are, and he thinks of them to the UFOs, who then say what it is that he thinks to them. So, let us watch this movie, all 43 minutes of it, if you'd like, here on day one. Let us listen to the UFOs as they speak, as they pause in the air. There are other places here. Please remember that what I have just told you is true.